People in France are learning about online trolling the hard way. A scandal is playing out there, and some of the culprits involved are not whom you might expect. The World's Lucy Martirosian has that story.
There are rumors in Paris about this for years, this mysterious group that harassed people online.
The Ligue du LOL, League of LOL. I didn't know this name until this weekend.
Kenza Sadoun El Glaoui is a well-known French fashion blogger. She didn't know she was a target of Ligue du LOL until now. That's LOL in English. You know, laugh out loud. It was a private Facebook group made up of French journalists, mostly men. They were behind the wave of online insults and harassment aimed at women and anyone else who's not white or straight.
They were journalists and I was just a blogger. And they were like, okay, so she's a blogger and she talks about fashion and beauty. So she has nothing more to say. She's not intelligent. She's so stupid. You know, I feel it like this, like that.
Sadoun's been online since 2008. She's all over social media with tens of thousands of followers.
Hello tout le monde, je suis ravie de vous retrouver pour cette.
For her, the harassment started in 2013. She ignored it for a while, but one day it crossed a line.
One of them told me that I am a slut. I was like, slut? And somebody else answered to me to tell me, yeah, my friend didn't want to tell you that I'm a slut, but that you are just a fashion blogger. So, you know what I mean? It was very humiliating because it was, no, you're not a slut, you're a fashion blogger. So slut means fashion blogger.
This went so far as photoshopping a picture of Sadoun with an ice cream cone to show her holding a penis instead. It was retweeted thousands of times. At one point, her younger sister even became a target. They're not the only ones. Dozens of people were attacked by the LOL League. Many shared their experiences after the French newspaper Libération exposed the group this week. Lucie Honfaux is a tech writer for the French news site Figaro.
This is why people were so shocked, because La Ligue du LOL proved them that there was so much to be done and that how those people could do that for so many years and with so many people knowing and that nobody did a thing.
Just so you know, she wasn't targeted by the group herself, but she says the story is having an impact. She says the online harassment was so aggressive, it restarted a conversation about feminism in France. And she says it shouldn't stop there. The word trolling doesn't really begin to cover what the victims of LOL went through. That's why Katsia Mutombo avoids the word altogether. She's a co-founder of the Feminists Against Cyberbullying Association in Paris.
We try not to call it trolling because in people's minds it's playful, but they were really making people in dangerous place.
She says it took a toll on victims' mental health and careers. And yes, there have been consequences. People working at four of France's biggest left-leaning news outlets have been implicated. That includes Vincent Glad. He was a freelancer at Libération. Glad was the one who started the LOL League in 2009. He took to Twitter to apologize. He writes that he started the group on Facebook as a joke. It was supposed to be him and some friends. But now he says he sees that it went too far. Honfaux, that's the tech writer at Figaro, says Glad's apology could have come years ago.
And it's not like I don't like accept that some Glad's apologies. It's just that it's maybe too little, too late. But no, it's a start, and maybe that can help with the conversation, I guess.
Glad has been suspended from the newspaper, and he's under investigation along with the online editor, who was also part of the group. As for Sadoun, she's glad that some accountability is being taken, but she's not looking for revenge.
Some French media asked me to tell me some names, but I don't want to say any name because I've been, you know, the target of this guy, and I don't want my followers or any people annoy them. You know what I mean?
She says if she could go back, she would handle things differently.
I think I made a big mistake because I didn't talk about it.
She wouldn't have kept quiet about the harassment. She says it's not normal. And it's definitely not something that anyone should have to put up with. For The World, I'm Lucy Martirosian.